USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Former President Jimmy Carter is in hospice care after a recent series of hospital stays. The Carter Center said in a statement that he will no longer seek additional medical intervention, with his family and medical team fully supportive of the decision. Carter occupied the Oval Office from 1977 to 1981. In 2015, he had this to say about his life.
You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
Carter is now 98 years old. He has battled melanoma that spread to his liver and brain in recent years. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China is considering providing lethal assistance to Russia in its war with Ukraine. Meeting with top Chinese diplomat Wang Yi on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference, said he warned Beijing against it. Blinken noted that any such move on top of the spy balloon incident would have serious consequences. Secretary Blinken met with Yi on Saturday, reportedly discussing the Chinese balloon that was shot down over the Atlantic Ocean. The State Department says Blinken made it clear that the United States will not stand for any violation of our sovereignty and that similar incidents must not happen again. Yi said the response is hysterical and calls it absurd to believe that the craft was surveilling the USA.
You will be held to account.
Vice President Kamala Harris with words for Russia, accusing the country of committing war crimes in Ukraine.
These are crimes against humanity.
She told the Munich Security Conference that the world has watched Russian forces engage in horrendous atrocities and that justice must be served. Help from FEMA arriving in East Palestine, Ohio, more than 2 weeks after a train derailment released toxic materials. Officials are on the ground helping to coordinate long-term recovery needs. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
U.S. and allied Syrian forces have captured an ISIS official following a helicopter raid. CENTCOM says the official was reportedly involved in planning attacks on detention centers guarded by the Syrian Democratic Forces and making IEDs. The U.S. calls Saturday's firing by North Korea of a long-range missile into the Sea of Japan a flagrant violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. The launch came just a day after the country threatened to respond to joint military exercises involving the U.S. and South Korea. Japanese officials say the missile splashed down well off its coast without causing damage. Back in the States, is a recession headed our way? John Schaefer takes a look.
The U.S. will dip into a recession this year. That's the warning from the Conference Board's chief economist. According to the nonprofit business group, high inflation, rising interest rates, and falling consumer spending are the key reasons we can expect to see a recession hit. The board's leading economic index fell by 0.3% in January, following a similar decline in December. I'm John Schaefer.
The markets will be closed tomorrow in observance of President's Day. Two mainstays of daytime court television are ending their runs. Soon the final verdicts on the People's Court and Judge Mathis will be read. The Emmy Award-winning People's Court debuted in 1981 with Joseph Wapner as presiding judge. Mathis hit the airwaves in 1999. The former Michigan District Court judge wraps up his award-winning 24-season run. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.